Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
The Bert Show.
95 bridesmaids.
What?
This woman had 95 bridesmaids.
I don't even know 95 people.
Right.
All right, so this story is going viral. A woman in Northern Ireland named Catherine Stewart just got married, and she ended up with 95 bridesmaids. So she said it started with 7 or 8, which is where a lot of weddings will like top out, right? But apparently she runs a dance school, and she just decided to include all of her dancers. So her new husband, Jack, did not have 95 groomsmen, by the way. He had 8.
Loser.
I know.
Unpopular freak.
So their entire wedding ended up being like 250 guests. 103 of them were in the wedding party. So that's like, you know, almost half the wedding party. All of them walked down the aisle.
Wow.
Catherine said it actually went faster than you'd think. Photos weren't a problem either because they're dancers, so they know how to get in formation and organize themselves very quickly. So, yeah, when I read like she had a dance school and she included everybody, and I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet or whatever. And maybe they just, you know, bridesmaids in quotations, kind of like it's an honorary title. But no, every single one of them walked down the aisle.
I wouldn't even want to do that. Like, if I was invited to be one of the 95, I think I would be like, I'm all set.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm busy that weekend.
Well, that, it kind of diminishes the title a little bit. It doesn't feel as special if everybody gets to be a bridesmaid, right?
Exactly.
Now, you would think 95 is the record. Tis not.
Really?
So there is an American woman from Florida who has the record for the most bridesmaids. Any guesses? Obviously, it's higher than 95.
120.
Higher.
200.
Lower.
150?
168 bridesmaids.
How is that possible?
That's bigger than some people's weddings.
Yeah, I didn't even have that many people at my wedding.
She was like, so I clicked on that, like that story. She's like, there was so much love and laughter. Record-setting bride had 168 bridesmaids. And there's a photo of all of them. I mean, they're all wearing black for whatever reason and red shoes.
I wonder how long that wedding took.
I don't know, but that would be a nightmare.
Oh, no.
All right, so Jackson, you thought this was going to be an easy side hustle, easy money, but it's proving to be a little more difficult than you anticipated.
I wouldn't say I expected it to be easy, but I didn't expect it to be so hard, I think.
Okay.
So I came on here talking about how I wanted to kind of get into maybe a side hustle, maybe it could turn into something bigger, but just at least dip my toe in the water and see how it went. And that's into the entire world of voiceover work and voice acting, right? I have no formal acting training. I have no formal any training of any of the matter of any media that I've done, obviously. And so I was like, what's the harm in at least trying? So I reached out to some people. I talked to Kaylee, who's done some voiceover work. Mo, I reached out to your boy Keon, who has also done a lot of voiceover work. And mm-hmm. So I was sort of getting the lay of the land, doing some research online. And before I got too ahead of myself, everyone was basically saying it's important that you get some formal training before you actually create a demo and get yourself out there and try and start booking spots for yourself.
That's right. What you've been training your whole life if you've been talking?
That's what I figured. I was like, why am I about to pay someone $150 for an hour of training when I've been talking for the better part of my entire life?
Right.
And so I was like, okay, let's listen to what the internet says, because this is like a very common thing that everybody is saying to do. So I book a 1 hour consultation first with someone just to get the lay of the land, have him kind of talk me through what the journey generally looks like. And he gave me all sorts of good advice. But the main thing was that he is a character voiceover artist. And he's like, it's very good for you to start in commercial. That is like kind of the good way to get your feet wet with this. And then you can start taking acting and improv classes and things like that. And that's when you can get into the world of acting.
We're going to hear you in like a Kohl's commercial.
Literally, right?
Do you want some Kohl's cash?
Abby, even worse, if he makes it and then you put on your next steamy audiobook and then you hear Justin's voice.
Do not even put that into the universe.
I have goals now. Thank you, Cassie.
You're welcome.
And it's funny because voiceover work also is like people do, you know, the automated voice line that you hear when you call AT&T and you just get like what you think is a robot on the other end. Someone actually voices all that stuff. So there's a whole world to this thing. And so finally, the guy recommends me to another coach who specifically is very good at commercial voice acting stuff. And so I take my first lesson with him. And again, I'm like fairly confident in this. I'm like, I need to read some lines. I've seen ad copy before. Like, you know, I've heard Bert and you, Kristen, and everyone in here cut commercials before. I was like, this seems pretty easy, right? And so immediately we start, and the guy gives me a script, and he goes, I don't want you to think about this one too much. Just like do whatever process you think is right and like just go for the read, right? And in my head, the only thing I was thinking of was like these super dramatic commercials. You're like Sunday, Sunday, Sunday kind of commercial, right?
Monster Jam!
Exactly. I had Monster Jam in my head, so I decided to read the ad kind of like that. But it was a vitamin commercial that I was reading.
And get your vitamins now.
Yeah, literally. And I don't know why that like took over in my head. And he was like, I totally get where you're coming from. This is a very common mistake that people make, is they have sort of this voice in the back of their head of what you think you should sound like based on these commercials that have stood out to you in the past, when really it's more about finding your authentic voice and projecting that out into the world.
Well, if I heard a vitamin voice like that, I would be like, I'm not taking those vitamins because I don't want to be that jacked up, man.
What if you do, though?
Well, I think that's a small subset. I don't know if that's really what they're going for.
You're right. And so I was taking all this in and I was realizing that there's so much more to this. And obviously, I have the utmost respect for so many of these people that do this. And that's their craft that they've been honing for decades. But like for me to just come in and be like, I just got to read some words. Like, how hard could that possibly be? Turns out harder than
you
think.
But you did do a class and then you did some reads.
Exactly. So right now I've been doing a lot, like I've been practicing just reading out loud for like 15 to 30 minutes every day.
Oh, I'm sure your girlfriend loves that.
Oh, she hates it. Absolutely. I lock myself in my closet and do it because that's the only place where I can get some peace and quiet, or I go for a walk. And so,
then you're just walking around out in public talking to yourself.
Yeah, I look like a psychopath.
Oh, the psychopath.
Absolutely.
The Bert Show.